Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the new Monday show on blogtalkradio.com, where the good news is shared. I am Charlene, your hostess and flock leader of Personal Devotion Assembly Care. Thank you for listening to this religious education radio talk show, where we educate and inspire one another and promote good deeds captured of entertainers and marketplace venues. At this time, you should have a notebook, pencil, and Bible for our Bible study. Please use the King James Version, as I will help you to understand its meaning during the discussions. Just a reminder, I am not a preacher with a certificate. Today's Bible study lesson will be from the book of Job, beginning with chapter 20, verse 1. The new Monday show believes in God as the maker of heaven and earth, and from whom all thoughts of truth and peace proceed, who came down to earth in the image of a humble servant to serve humankind. The new Monday show calls him Jesus. Other faith believers may refer to him as such names as Yeshua or Isa. The new Monday show believes in the Holy Trinity of God and the promise of his return. In our prayers box, we have all of the politicians that are participating in the upcoming election. President Barack Obama and his family, as they transition to the closure of his presidential time within our White House. At this time, you may say aloud names of celebrities, entrepreneurs, or families in need of prayer. For personal direction or group prayer, please email me at personaldevotion@familybondingportal.com. Globally, the major faith believers are Jews who use the Torah, Christians who use the Bible, and Muslims who use the Bible and or Quran. They and I believe there is only one God, one human race that descended from one couple, Adam and Eve, one heaven, one hell, and one way to achieve salvation and eternal bliss. Now, as we prepare for our meditation poem, I want you to focus on self and your unique household. Let's take a deep breath. Slowly exhale out all the negativity of the weekend, of yesterday, or what you may have to do this evening. Meditation poem, I Am by Michael Wynn. Let's say aloud slowly, shall we? I am strong. I am gentle. I am proud. I am humble. I am confident. I am beautiful. I am intelligent. I'm becoming all that I can be. We are all children of God. Deep breath again. And slowly exhale. Today I proclaim that I believe in the Holy Trinity of God. I give thanks to Him on this day and forevermore for sending Jesus to save me from eternal sin. I believe in the unique calling of my ministry and this fellowship. Holy Spirit, guide me continuously so that I do not stray from the purpose of its creation. Lord, allow wisdom and knowledge to enter into the souls of all my audiences to be endured forever within their unique household upon generation. Lord, I also ask for a special prayer for my family at this time as we continue to grieve in the recent passing of my maternal grandmother. My soul says, Amen. Now, visitors, if you've never read the Holy Bible, please open the Bible at this time. The first few pages should list the Old and New Testaments accordingly. Within the Testaments are books, and the books are chapters, and the chapters are verses. The Torah, for believers who use it, includes the Old Testaments, which are recorded in the Holy Bible that we use today. New listening members, do not read ahead of our scripture lesson episode. If you feel led, read over assigned scriptures again or share with family or friends. Again, our Bible read-along will be from the book of Job, beginning with chapter 20, verse 1. Faith believers, ready? Let's begin our read-along. Then answered Zophar, the Nephthite, and said, Therefore, do my thoughts cause me to answer? And for this, I make haste. I have heard the check of my reproach, and the spirit of my understandeth causes me to answer. Knowest thou not this of old, since man was placed upon earth, that the triumphing of the wicked is short, and the joy of the hypocrite, but for a moment. Though his excellency mount up to the heavens, and his head reach unto the clouds, yet he shall perish forever like his own dung. They which have seen him shall say, Where is he? He shall fly away as a dream, and shall not be found. Yea, he shall be chased away as a vision of the night. The eye also which saw him shall see him no more, neither shall his place any more behold him. His children shall seek to please the poor, and his hands shall restore their goods. His bones are full of the sin of his youth, which shall lie down with him in the dust. Though wickedness be sweet in his mouth, though he hide it under his tongue, though he spare it and forsake it not, but keep it still within his mouth, yet his meat in his bowels is turned. It is the gall of asps within him. He hath swallowed down riches, and he shall vomit them up again. God shall cast them out of his belly. He shall suck the poison of asps. The viper's tongue shall slay him. He shall not see the rivers, the floods, the brooks of honey and butter. That which he labored for shall he restore, and shall not swallow it down. According to his substance shall the restitution be, and he shall not rejoice therein. Because he hath oppressed and hath forsaken the poor, because he hath violently taken away an house which he builded not, surely he shall not feel quietness in his belly. He shall not save of that which he desired. There shall none of his meat be left. Therefore shall no man look for his goods. In the fullness of his sufficiency, he shall be in straits. Every hand of the wicked shall come upon him. When he is about to fill his belly, God shall cast the fury of his wrath upon him, and shall rain it upon him while he is eating. He shall flee from the iron weapon, and the bow of steel shall strike him through. It is drawn and cometh out of the body, yea, the glittering sword coming out of his gall. Terrors are upon him. All darkness shall be in his secret places. A fire not blown shall consume him. It shall go ill with him that is left in his tabernacle. And pausing for a moment, I believe this particular verse is referencing the Holy Spirit and how he comes, not as fire that man makes, but the Holy Spirit fire. And it will consume an individual, and it will consume all of the individuals within his places of worship. Continuing with verse 27 of chapter 20. The heaven shall reveal his iniquity, and the earth shall rise up against him. The increase of his house shall depart, and his goods shall flow away in the day of his wrath. This is the portion of a wicked man from God, and the heritage appointed unto him by God. Pausing for a moment. Particularly in the Old Testament, we learn about generational curses and how sometimes even God creates or allows such to go from generation to generation within family structures. Sometimes generational curses are of God, and then other times they are evilness or wickedness that causes such generational dysfunctions. Continuing with chapter 21, verse 1. But Job answered and said, hear diligently my speech, and let this be your consolations. Suffer me that I may speak, and after that I have spoken, mock on. As for me, is my complaint to man. And if it were so, why should not my spirit be troubled? Mark me and be astonished, and lay your hand upon your mouth. Even when I remember, I am afraid, and trembling taketh hold on my flesh. Wherefore do the wicked live, become old, yea, are mighty in power? Their seed is established in their sight with them, and their offspring before their eyes. Their houses are safe from fear, neither is the rod of God upon them. Their bull gendereth and faileth not. Their cow calveth and casteth not her calf. They send forth their little ones like a flock, and their children dance. They spend their days in wealth, and in a moment go down to the grave. Therefore they say unto God, depart from us, for we desire not the knowledge of thy ways. What is the Almighty, that we should serve him? And what profit should we have if we pray unto him? Lo, their good is not in their hand. The counsel of the wicked is far from me. How often is the candle of the wicked, and how often cometh their destruction upon them? God distributeth sorrows in his anger. They are as stubble before the wind, and as chaff that the storm carrieth away. God layeth up his iniquity for his children. He rewardeth him, and he shall know it. His eyes shall see his destruction, and he shall drink of the wrath of the Almighty. For what pleasure hath he in his house after him, when the number of his months is cut off in the midst? Shall any teach God knowledge, seeing he judgeth those that are high? One dieth in his full strength, because holy as ease and quiet. His breasts are full of milk, and his bones are moistened with marrow. And another dieth in the bitterness of his soul, and never eateth with pleasure. They shall lie down alike in the dust, and the worms shall cover them. Behold, I know your thoughts and the devices which ye wrongfully imagine against me. For ye say, where is the house of the prince? And where are the dwelling places of the wicked? Have ye not asked them that go by the way? And do ye not know their tokens, that the wicked is reserved to the day of destruction? They shall be brought forth to the day of wrath. Who shall declare his way to his face? And who shall repay him what he hath done? Yet shall he be brought to the grave and shall remain in the tomb? The clouds of the valley shall be sweet unto him, and every man shall draw after him, as there are innumerable before him. How then comfort ye me to vain, seeing in your answers there remaineth falsehood? Continuing with chapter 22, verse 1. Then Eliphaz the Temanite answered and said, can a man be profitable unto God, as he that is wise may be profitable unto himself? Is it any pleasure to the Almighty that thou art righteous? Or is it gain to him that thou makest thy ways perfect? Will he reprove thee for fear of thee? Will he enter with thee into judgment? Is not thy wickedness great, and thine iniquities infinite? For thou hast taken a pledge from thy brother for naught, and stripped the naked of their clothing. Thou hast not given water to the weary to drink, and thou hast withholden bread from the hungry. But as for the mighty man, he had the earth, and the honorable man dwelt in it. Thou hast sent widows away empty, and the arms of the fatherless have been broken. Therefore snares are round about thee, and sudden fear trembleth thee, or darkness that thou canst not see, and abundance of waters cover thee. Is not God in the height of heaven? And behold the height of the stars, how high they are. And thou sayest, how doth God know? Can he judge through the dark cloud? Thick clouds are a covering to him that he seeth not, and he walketh in the circuit of heaven. Hast thou marked the old way which wicked men have trodden, which were cut down out of time, whose foundation was overflown with a flood, which said unto God, depart from us, and what can the Almighty do for them? Yet he filled their houses with good things, but the counsel of the wicked is far from me. The righteous see it and are glad, and the innocent laugh them to scorn. Whereas our substance is not cut down, but the remnant of them the fire consumeth. Acquaint now thyself with him, and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth, and lay up his words in thine heart. If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Thou shalt be put away iniquity far from thy tabernacles. Then shalt thou lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brooks. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver. For then shalt thou have thy delight in the Almighty, and shalt lift up thy face unto God. Thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay thy vows. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. And the light shall shine upon thy ways. Pausing for a moment. So in this particular chapter, beginning with the last verses of the chapter 22, we learn that if we begin to focus on God, beginning with chapter 22, verse 21, it says, acquaint now thyself with him, and you'll be at peace. And then you will say, well, especially if you're wealthy, you'll say, well, I have gold, I have silver, I have money, I have materialistic things, but now I also have my Lord and Savior. And to me, he is worth much more than all the riches and material things that I have. It doesn't mean that you take down and become your economic status. It doesn't mean for you to take down your economic status from wealthy or middle income to lower income levels just to please God. No, that's not what it means. God wants us to achieve all that he has already set aside for us within the earth realm. So if you're currently wealthy or if you're currently middle income, that's not a sin. And when you find your Lord and Savior, it's not a sin to have wealth or materialistic things. But what you will discover once you become a true faith believer is that the things that you thought were so great or such a blessing has no equivalent of your Lord and Savior and what he means to you and how he allows you to carry out your days. Yes, wealth and money is great. And yes, it can buy you many things, but some things cannot be bought. Amen? Some things you can only receive via your Lord and Savior. You can't buy your health, but you can buy health care. Amen? And even if you have the greatest health care plan in the world, it still cannot save your soul. It still cannot truly heal your body. Because have a great health care plan doesn't mean that you'll have a saved doctor if you're in the time of need and need a doctor. It doesn't mean that he will heal your body. Sometimes only God can heal one's body. You can have the greatest doctors in the world, but if an illness come upon you and you don't know what that illness is and healthcare systems can't find the illness, you will want to know your Lord and Savior because he can do miracles upon miracles that man can do, that healthcare plans can't do for you. And that's why it says that those who have wealth or materialistic things will see dust upon it, because you will quickly learn that your finances or that your materialistic things are not as important as your new focus on your Lord and Savior, which you should have a daily relationship with, where there should not be any dust within your relationship with your Lord and Savior and yourself. Amen? And whatever you decree a thing, in verse 28, it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. When men are cast down, then thou shalt say, there is lifting up. You know, once you find your Lord and Savior, you can start to minister to other people, to fellowship with other people and say, hey, look, you know, I know a man named Jesus that can save anybody, no matter what you've gone through, no matter what you've done. It doesn't mean that their evilness ways are just totally out of memory. It's that a person, a human being, can change if they're willing to change their wicked ways. And in verse 30, he shall deliver the island of the innocent, and it is delivered by the pureness of thine hands. So whoever comes to Jesus, the Holy Spirit and God, through pureness and saying, Lord, I humbly come to you, those are the ones that he will deliver. Continuing with chapter 23, verse 1, and I'm going to stop or conclude at verse 6 for this broadcast. Then Job answered and said, even today is my complaint bitter. My stroke is heavier than my groaning. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might even come even to his seat. I would order my cause before him and fill my mouth with arguments. I would know the words which he would answer me and understand what he would say unto me. Will he plead against me with his power? No, but he would put strength in me. Pausing and concluding with our last verse of this broadcast, chapter 23, verse 6. So Job is saying, if I could, I would ask him thousands of questions. And if I could, with asking those thousands of questions, I might even say some nasty words to him. So you know what? Maybe it is best, says Job, that you say nothing at all. Maybe it is best that at this time I should say nothing. But with his great power, I know that no matter what type of emotions that I am going through right now, my God, my Lord and Savior, will strengthen me. He will strengthen me in time. So let us all have the patience of Job and the courage of Job to go through our daily tasks, not understanding some things that we may go through, but understanding that our Lord and Savior is with us and that he will guide us and strengthen us to endure. Thus ends the reading of God's words. For next time, we'll continue with verse 7 of chapter 23. Jot down any questions that you may have of this episode and email to me. This has been your hostess. I thank you again for participating at the New Monday Show. My online page is the Family Bonding Portal at CharleneStevens.com, where you will find other family-friendly amusements and personal devotion themes. May you have a blessed and productive week. And don't forget to smile to one stranger every day. This broadcast provided by God in Christ Purpose Assembly. Now amen to the one who keeps us from going astray. We thank you for this time of learning. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things that you have both learned, received, and heard, and see in me, and see me do. And the God of peace shall be with you.